The Reluctant Assassin by Owen Colfer. Read for you by Maxwell Caulfield. Bedford Square, Bloomsbury, London. Now. Special Agent Chevy Savano was feeling pretty underinformed. The first thing she did when she got the strange boy under lock and key in a holding cell was to storm into the pod room and prepare to have it out with Agent Orange. Her indignation seeped out of her when she saw her partner kneeling at the hatch, staring morosely at the body inside.
"It's my father," he said without looking up. "He must have been dead or dying going into the wormhole. The rapid energy loss might explain the multiple mutations."
Chevy had never expected to hear the words wormhole and mutations spoken outside of the movies.
"You need to tell me everything, Agent Orange."
Orange nodded, or maybe just allowed his head to droop.
"I know, of course. But first we have to call in a clean-up team. I don't know what my father left behind. Get me the London office and tell them to send a full hazmat team. It's probably unnecessary, but I have to go back and check."
"Go back where? What is that pod? Some kind of transporter? If we had that technology, surely the public would have found out."
Orange's laugh was hollow.
"There are 1,000 websites dedicated to suppressed technology. 2 have even posted blueprints of the pod. People believe what they see in the Apple store, not what some nutjob conspiracy theorist tells them."
"So it is a transporter?"
Orange was finding these questions a strain.
"After a fashion. I'm upgrading your clearance. Open my folder on the network. The password is HG Wells. One word, all caps. Those files will tell you all you need to know."
Chevy was halfway upstairs to her computer when she remembered why the password seemed familiar. HG Wells, the time machine.
"A time machine?" she thought. "That's insane.